Be'ezus Hashem, we are now beginning our Parsha class on Parsha Kisavai. Today is Tez Zayin Elul Tov Shin Ayin Ches, corresponding with the English calendar of August 27th, 2018. We are right now on page 1068, the beginning of Parsha Kisavai. I'm going to be relating some of the thoughts of Harav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and some of his ideas that he presented in his book on this parasha. Happens to be a very novel concept, and I think it's very appropriate for the time of year, and it fits so well with the theme of the parasha itself. The parasha begins talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of giving the first fruit. Now, as an introduction to this parasha falls out during the days of Elul, the days where we are encouraged to think more seriously about our behavior. These are within the 40 days, the last 40 days when Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain and learning the Torah together with Hashem for the second time and preparing the second set of luchos. And he, at this time, got Hashem's goodwill, where at the end of the 40 days, Hashem says, "Solachti kidverecha, I have forgiven you according to your request." These 40 days are very special days of closeness to Hashem, because in these days Hashem has shown a tremendous closeness to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. And the days of Elul are the days of tshuva, the days where Hashem is exceptionally closer to the Jewish people, and Hashem is figuratively bending his ear, kaviyachol, to hear and to wait in anticipation to the return of his children by doing tshuva. Elul, as I think we are all familiar with, has the acronym, the Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, is the acronym of the words Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and it has in it also the elements of the 40 days of tshuva. Because in the Pasuk Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, it ends off with a yud, four yuds. Ani ends off with a yud. Ledodi ends off with a yud. Vedodi, another yud, Li. This is my fourth yud. And 4 times 10, yud equal is 40. So in the word Elul, it's packaged the relationship where Hashem is close to us in these 40 days, and we should take advantage of the opportunity. Now, what's very important with the relationship, it says, Ani ledodi vedodi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. We have a pasuk in Mishlei, where King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, writes in his Proverbs, Kamayim ponim al ponim kein lev odom lo odom. Like the face reflects the image of a person standing by a river that is crystal clear, that looks like a sheet of glass, and you can see your image in the water of a settled lake or a pond. Kein lev odom la odom. So is it the same? The feelings of a person reflects the feelings of another. In other words, if you want to show love to somebody, the recipient of your love will reciprocate with love. If you show anger to somebody, so the anger will have a response, more likely than not, with an anger or with an angry face. Let's be a little bit more graphic. If you go into your bedroom and you look at your mirror and you smile, the image smiles back at you. And if you have a frown, if you have a face that looks sad or uninviting, that's the face you see in the mirror. Kaviyachol, this is the same relationship we have with Hashem. Kamayim panim panim kein leiv adam adam. Like a person will show his face at a reflection in a river. Same, you show a favoritism. You show a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will respond in kind with a face, so to say, with a reaction, with a smile, with goodwill, and with love. Why is that so important and apropos to this parasha? Because this parasha begins with Hakaras HaTov, showing goodwill, showing gratitude, showing that you appreciate the bounty, the beauty, the enormous blessing of Eretz Yisrael. We have a mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash once a year with the Bikurim, with the first fruits, with the Shivas Haminim, whatever grows in your property, and is brought with pomp and with excitement in a parade with dancing and singing. It's brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and people who see you pass by come out of their homes and listen and look at the tremendous parade. These people are going to Yerushalayim offering the Bikurim on the Mizbeach. And at that time, when we do that, we say a confession. We say a vidui. Let's look at the parasha and see what is said. Okay, it starts Pasuk Hey, okay, on page 1068. Okay, after the basket was put before the Mizbach Hashem, then the Torah says, V'yonisa v'amarta, and you shall call out and you shall say, Lifnei Hashem Alekecha. These are the words you're supposed to say. Arami oived avi. Lavan Harami tried to kill my father. That was with intention. He never did. Vayered Mitzrayma, and he went down to Mitzrayim. Vayogashom, referring to the Jewish people, went down Bimsemaot with a small number. Vayehisham Lagoy Gadol Asum Varov, and he was there. Jewish people lived in Egypt there and became a great nation and a powerful one. And going through a little bit of history, and the Egyptians were bad to us, and they tortured us, they inflicted pain upon us. They placed upon us hard labor. And we cried out to Hashem, the God of our fathers. This is one of the most important parts of this declaration. And he listened to our voice. And he saw our affliction. And our toil. And our oppression. And Hashem took us out of from Egypt with a strong hand and with stretched out hand, with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, ubamoyra gadol, and with tremendous signs awesome signs, and with signs and miracles. And he brought us to this place, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now here we are, we're bringing the fruit of the land, and what you have given to me, Hashem, and he places the food before Hashem, and he bows before Hashem, your God. This is what takes place. What is actually taking place, and we're showing love to Hashem, that we appreciate what he has done. And if you remember, I believe I may have said this a year ago, the necessity of mentioning going history to love an Arami. It would have been enough. We were enslaved in Egypt. Then afterwards, we were freed by Hashem's mighty hand, and now we're free. Why does he have to go back so far? It's because we always have to bear in mind the alternative. What could have been the alternative had Lav and Arami succeeded in oppressing Yaakov and chasing him and Chas v'Shalom killing his family? We wouldn't be here. So then the truth of the matter is our salvation comes way back when, and we have to show gratitude. The parsha of Parshas Kisavo, the parsha of Bikurim, is a parsha of gratitude. And when we show gratitude, when we show love, we appreciate Hashem responds in return with appreciation. And even Lahavdol, in physics, we know every action has a reaction. If this is your action, that you go and show gratitude to Hashem, and you're not an ingrat, but you're grateful, then Hashem will then return in response. So as Rabbi Noach Weinberg Zitzal brought out in his commentary, how beautiful is that Parshas Kisavo falls out during the 40 days, during the days of Elul. And how important it is to take the advantage of showing gratitude to all of the things that we have and not be an ingrat. We all know what happened in the time of the Meraglim. In the time of the Meraglim, unfortunately, the Meraglim showed at a time when it was so wrong for them to express ingrat. They were ungrateful. And if you turn to the Parsha by the beginning of Perek Aleph, the beginning of Devarim, Pasuk Chav Zayin, will hear the words of the Meraglim which are so painful yet so untrue. If you turn back to page 988, I believe, let me see if there's, no, I apologize. It's not 988. Please turn back to the beginning of the Devarim. It would be on page 9. Hold it. I want to just get the right page. Yeah, it's on page 944. On page 944, the Torah tells us where Moshe is before his passing away, is going over some of the events that the Jewish people had succumbed, and they were guilty of various things. And one of the things we all know is the Meraglim, the story that made the Jewish people actually stay in the desert for 40 years and not go to Yerushalayim or to Eretz Israel, which could have been in 13 days. So look what the Pasuk says. In Pasuk Chav Zayim, V'teiragnu be'aleichem V'ataymu b'sinas Hashem Aysanu Haytzianu Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. You slandered in your tents and said that Hashem has taken us with hate out of Mitzrayim, Lasseis Aysanu B'yad to Amori L'Hashmidein, to hand us over to Amori and to destroy us. here the Jewish people were the recipients of an unbelievable list of miracles upon miracles upon miracles. Yoshua ben Nun and Kaleb ben Yefunah were unsuccessful in swaying public opinion. Simply were 10 against 2. And they got them emotionally charged against Moshe and Aaron, and they weren't able to convince the multitudes that Hashem could easily take us to Eretz Canaan. And in the meantime, the expression that's being used over there, that they were saying, "Besinat Hashem Aisanu," with hate, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. With all the miracles upon miracles, which is hard to believe, splitting up the sea. The splitting of the sea itself, just put away at the 10 makas. Just the splitting of the sea was a miracle upon miracles. And that they made nothing of it, no mention. This is called being an ungrateful person. So Hashem's response, you're ungrateful.
An ingrate.
Huh?
An ingrate.
You're an ingrate? So, okay. So now I won't take you to Eretz Canaan. You'll stay and die in the desert. If this is what you think I had in mind, if this is what you think your lot was intended to be, well then let it be. And this is what happened. Come back now to Elo. Ani ledodi vedodi li. I am for my beloved and my beloved is to me. If I show love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do his mitzvahs with love and affection, Hashem will show his love and his affection towards us. I once said my own little pshat in Shema. We say it every day. V'yahavtes Hashem aleikecha, and you shall love Hashem your God, b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol miyadecha. We say this all the time. And you shall love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And if you do that, then Hashem, in return, midah keneged midah, with the same potency of ani ledodi vedodi li, he'll show you love with all his, if you show Hashem all the love with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, kaviyachol, Hashem will show his love to you with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might. Mida keneged mida. Ani ledodi vedodi li. But it's our job to muster up the strength so that we can successfully be able to communicate these feelings to Hashem when we serve Him. In the Tochacha, Tochacha means the reproof that's going to be read in the parasha. And we know that when we read the Tochacha this coming week, you'll notice it'll be read on a lower voice and rather quickly. There is differences of opinion, should it be done. That's become the custom.
The punishment.
The punishment, yeah. Called Tochacha, the part, all right? According to the Chofetz Chaim, he was very against that. Although the minhag is to say it low and quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
The Chofetz Chaim
said loud and slowly.
The Chofetz Chaim was that's like Reb Daniel. The Chofetz Chaim was very against that. Why are you saying it quick, and why are you saying it low? Say it loud and clear, because everyone should hear what's going on.
Right.
That's first of all. There is a custom. There is a custom to say it low and quick. And I heard one explanation that might perk us up if we listen to it. Is that by saying it low and quick, we pay more attention to it. Why? Because If it said low and quick, so we don't want to lose the words, because we, after all, we are following the Kriya. So then we will try to focus more not to miss a word because of the way it's being read. It's one of a kind of an explanation, right. But that doesn't matter. What is important to what I want to tell you, that in the Tochacha, which I want you to turn to, is in this week's parasha, the Tochacha is, I have the place here, I just want to, it's in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Perek Chav Ches is on page 1080. Before the Tochacha is read, the Torah tells us that if you listen to the mitzvahs, you'll be blessed with so much good, with so much bounty, with so much blessing, and we'll have wealth, we'll have food, we'll have honor, we'll have family, we'll be at peace, and the list goes on and on. But if chas v'shalom we don't, then there is a price. Hashem doesn't give it as a freebie. It's a covenant. It's a deal. It's a contract. And one of the things we say, which will startle you, if you look in Pasuk Mem Zayim, one of the teichacha, one of the reproof that's being told to us and that we are punished for it, and listen to the wording, Tachas ashalo avata es Hashem alekecha besimcha uvetuv levav. In place of you not serving Hashem with simcha, with joy, and with a good heart, may Reiv Koil, from having all of the blessings that Hashem has given you, and you're still not happy, you still don't do mitzvahs with excitement, you still do mitzvahs sluggishly and robotically, then you deserve to be punished. What the Pasuk is saying is hair-raising. But it's saying that serving Hashem is not just a good habit. Serving Hashem is giving your heart and your mind and your soul to appreciating Hashem's existence and His blessings every time we are capable of showing it. And when you learn Torah, you should be happy, you're privileged to learn Torah. When you do mitzvahs, you should be happy and privileged that you are able to do mitzvahs. When you have an opportunity to help a friend, have an opportunity to do a chesed, when you have an opportunity to give tzedakah, when you have an opportunity to go ahead and maybe walk the extra mile, as the term goes, to be able to do the mitzvah correctly. Do it with joy, and do it and with simcha, and there is where your mitzvahs will be. In reverse, you could be, and sadly enough to say, a person could learn Torah a whole day, a person could do mitzvahs constantly, a person could enjoy kosher food, and he can enjoy a beautiful musa story, he can enjoy a divrei Torah, but he is not besimcha. He is not happy with his role as being a ben Torah, an oivet Hashem. He's sluggish. It's part of the thing you do, you know. I daven because that's what you're supposed to do. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. I bench because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. Not that you have to think robotic. To yourself. It's robotic. Not that you think to yourself, you know what? You're doing, you know, I am starting to get into the habit that before I do certain mitzvahs, I'm stopping to say, I did it tonight. Before I benched over my meal, I said to myself, I am now going to fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon. When I wash Negel Vasa, I say to myself, or at the time of the washing, I am fulfilling a mitzvah derabbanan of negavasa, washing my hands.
Becoming aware.
I'm becoming more aware. And when you're becoming more aware, then it's not doing the mitzvah, it is performing the mitzvah. It's not a habitual, but it's a performance. And it's become part of me. What is the end result? That all the mitzvahs you do, if done with joy and simcha, becomes all credited to you on the highest level. You get the highest credit for what you are doing. And otherwise you could be doing mitzvahs a whole day and you don't get the kind of credit you think you would deserve. It just doesn't happen. Now, having said that, going back to Ani L'Dodi did, it was an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I think that's such a beautiful concept what Rabbi Noach Weinberg brought out, how it fits into the parasha. This is the parasha. The parasha wants you to show gratitude, and then Hashem will respond with gratitude. Ani L'Dodi L'Dodi Li. Hashem is waiting for us to make a change, no matter how small, because Hashem knows even small changes are difficult. In my life, I try to pick one, I'm talking about me right now, that I try to take at least one time a day where I have a desire, a taiva, an urge to do something, but curb it. To try to curb my whether it's an appetite, whether it's curb I want to read another few minutes in a magazine. No, it's too late. It's time to stop. Curb whatever the urge is. Not that you're necessarily doing anything wrong, but to train yourself to curb. Today, listen to what I mean by curbing. I'm learning in the Kollel. And sometimes I look at the clock and see what time it is. I said, this time I'm not going to look at the clock and waiting until the fellow behind me makes a clop. It's time for mincha. I'm trying to train my eyes not. I have the desire to look at the clock. Curb yourself. Hold it back. That's also Avodas Hashem. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, what will all this bring you? All this will then bring you to a new level of appreciation of who Hashem is. Because once you go ahead and start doing things unrobotically, not mechanically, but with more insight and kavana, with intention, then you begin to connect. And what do we say every day now after davening? We talk about connecting with Hashem, connecting how we fight our Yetzer Hara. We're fighting a war. The Yetzer Hara is our enemy. And we say, L'dovet Hashem Oiri V'yishi Mimi Iro. I'm listening to a shmuz. This is only from Tells Yeshiva where I come from. From my one of the Rosh Yeshivas, Reb Chaim Stein, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. I was Zeichet to get smicha from him, and this rabbi was considered one of the biggest Rashi Yeshiva in America until he passed away 3-4 years ago. On the CD that I'm listening to was devoted to the days of Elo, and in his explanation he brings out, according to a commentary, that the L'dovet Hashem Oiri V'yishi, that literally talks about going to war, and that David HaMelech is saying that my greatest yearning, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei, here's a man going to war, that he has to watch every moment, every nuance, because otherwise the enemy will kill him with a spear. What is his greatest yearning? Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. I want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Said the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Stein, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. According to a commentary, this whole thing is talking about the Yetzer Hara putting us through Mochama. And we say, L'dovet Hashem, Hashem is Oiri V'yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. If He's my light, then look at the next two words. Mimi ira? Then from who shall I worry? Hashem is chayai. He's my salvation. He's my fortification. Mimi efchad? From who shall I? A person has already had connected to the Almighty. Then who's there to fear? Then it continues on that this was physically what David HaMelech was in war. But the commentaries say this can be easily translated to the days of Ella, where we are trying to go. And why was this picked? We say in Ella this. Why? Because the reality is that we are in war. We are in war with the Yetzer Hara. And he is our enemy. And just like a real physical enemy, if he is out to get you, he's looking for you to be off guard. Our Yetzer Hara, our Satan in us, is looking for us to be off guard. You see something immoral? Or you see somebody make a bad joke and you'll enjoy it? A foul joke and you'll compliment them for it? Or you'll walk away in disgust? The Yetzer Hara is looking for the moment when you're going to slip. He's your enemy. And it continues on because the whole thing is all about an enemy trying to overcome you, and that Hashem was there to protect you. And as long as your yearning is shifting the vase Hashem kol yimei chayai, that Torah is your central force in your life, then there's nothing to fear, because you will for sure succeed. You'll be the victor. You'll be the winner at the end of the day. How appropriate is how L'dovet Hashem Oy V'Yishi is said every day now in the days of Elul, and how so beautifully in place is this whole concept of serving Hashem at the time of Elul, when we have an additional closeness where Hashem, as I started off saying, is little kavayocha kind of bending his ear. So where is that Jew? Is he saying, I'm going to try this better or that better? I'll help him. Let me see him do it. And this is what Hashem is looking out. But first comes step one. You have to show there is a gratitude. You have to show I respect and I appreciate and I acknowledge Hashem's bounty, and that I should serve Hashem with simcha. And we shouldn't be guilty of the pasuk that we said, "Tachazah shalom avati as Hashem alakecha b'simcha uvetuv leivav." That we should be our complaint to Hashem against us, that we're doing mitzvahs galore, but without simcha, only mechanically and robotically. We should be able to do mitzvahs with simcha. And one of the ways is to try to stop before you do a mitzvah and say to yourself, I'm now doing this mitzvah. I'm doing that mitzvah. I'm davening shachris to fulfill the mitzvah of shachris. I'm davening mincha to fulfill the mitzvah of mincha. I'm putting on tefillin to fulfill this precept, the mitzvah of tefillin, and so on and so forth. You recognize you fulfilling a mitzvah in the Torah. Hashem will return and respond in similar measure, like I told you before, v'yahavtes Hashem alkecha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyadecha, if you will love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul and all your might, then Hashem will love you with all His heart, with all His soul, and with all His might. May we have a wonderful week of growth and accomplishment as we pursue closer and closer to the days of Rosh Hashanah. Have a wonderful week.